Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Aleph, and we're continuing now the question of the chashash that we have, that things that were found to be perhaps affected by Akum were actually touched, the wine that was in there was actually touched. So going on now to a case of a boleshet, Zok the Halakha Mishnah, boleshet on Ayin Amid Beis, shenichna sala'ir. So a boleshet is basically a marauding group of soldiers. Now, they could, of course, just be Mexican policemen, and all they're doing is shaking everybody down, but that would be b'sha'at shalom, where they're not fighting anybody. And there's also boleshet, of course, that could be an invading army, and that it would be b'sha'at milchama. So if it was dich v'sala'ir b'sha'at shalom, then they've got enough time to do whatever they like. So any chaviyot or ptuchot, whether they opened them or whether they had been opened before, the point over there was that they've got time to do what they like. And in this case, we don't say that they're only interested, as we said earlier, as Tosis points out, we said earlier that if they open up everything, that they just seem to be breaking things apart in order to find out where you hid the cash. But in this case, since they're relaxed, they can do what they want, and why should we say they're only interested in stealing the cash? They can do anything. So b'meila, they're coming b'davka, in the case of an army, they like supplies, you know, and the food and the drink, they're happy to take. So maybe they were nogea. Therefore, everything is asur, unless it was still stumot, because, I mean, what are you going to say? They would have taken the trouble to open it and then reseal it and so on. I mean, that's crazy. The only time we say that stumot or a chashash, when it was enough time to be resealing them, which is how we ended up paskening before, is where there would have a need to reseal. I mean, over here, they can do whatever the heck they want. Why would they bother resealing? If, however, the boleshet is an invading army, b'shat milchamana, there they don't feel they have all the time in the world because there would always be a counterattack. So then, even petuchot are mutarot, elu mutarot, because they're not, this is not what they're here for, you know, they're here for fighting terrorists or whatever the case is, if you shame b'nai l'nasech. That's not what they're into. There's no time for that. Ask the Gemara, well, what about the halacha of Raminu Yirshik of Shua Karkum? That in a case where the Marines have captured now a city, then all of the Kohanot are assumed to have been raped. I mean, the truth is obviously there's no difference between the Goyim aren't only interested in Kohanot, but it's just that the Anusa of a Yisrael is Mutaret. An Eshet Kohen is Asura. Now obviously we're saying that even though it was Bishat Milchama, it's talking about a kibush, that nonetheless we assume that they took off time to rape. So why not take off time to do a little bit of religion on the side? I'm Reb Mari because there's never time for religion, but there's always time for sex. So the Nasech in Pnai, but leave all Yesh Pnai. What kind of question is that? It's like there's always room for jello. Zot the Halakha Mishnah. Ha'umanim shel Yisrael, sheshalach lam akum chavit shel yayin nesach b'scharan, mutar lomar ten lano et dameha, but mi shenichnesa l'rshutan, asur. So suppose you have now someone who's done some work for a guy, he's a contractor, and the word shel doesn't make any sense in the Bachtex. It's umanim Yisrael. But had been paid with, in wine, so paid with a barrel of Yayin Nesach. The guy realizes that, oh my God, he's trying, never, please do me a favor, don't pay me with the wine. Just, when you get cash, send me the cash. But once he took delivery of the wine, then the exchange of the wine for cash would be already considered to be the sale of Stam Yayin. Omri, v'yonamarav, mutar la'adam lomar lo'ved kochavim. This idea of something not being an actual exchange for something that you were already kina in your rishus, also is reflected in a halacha in which you would be allowed to tell a goyish, a lawyer, say that face alai minat hamelech. Do me a favor, you handle the IRS for me, you pay him up and so on, make a deal, and I'll pay you. So then even though the goy makes a deal with the IRS by giving over a certain amount of yayin nesek, it's not considered to be payment for the Yayin Nesach to be paying the lawyer. Because, I mean, they didn't make a deal for Yayin Esav. It's not as if the Yisrael had told him, pay for me in Yayin Esav. So he's not considered to be a shliach. And there was no exchange of Yayin Esav for money. He just owes him money on his lawyer's bill. Said, basically the same thing that happened over here. The fact that the guy had in his mind, I want to pay in Yayin Esav, is relevant to me. I told you to pay me in Yayin Esav. So as long as I haven't taken delivery, it has nothing to do with me. And the fact that you might say, okay, but you see, I mean, Lamaisi had to tell him, or there was an actual exchange, at least in mind, that's irrelevant. Yes, the Gemara, so how do you explain the following? Meitvei, al yomar adam lo ved koravim, ol tachtei lo otzar. Don't, it's usher to tell a guy, you take my place at the sheriff's office. Well, over there you're going to have to pay off the police or pay your ticket or whatever the deal is, the otzar. And there we say that you're not allowed to pay him. Omalei, Rav, what's the matter with you? You're asking a kasha on me from Ol Tachtei Lo Otzar Kama. That's your kasha. Obviously, the idea over there is that he said those words, take my place. So if you're taking my place, then you're a mashliach. Anything that you do is as if I do. That's what you're saying. So then if you pay him in Yayin Nesach, but I'm paying for Yayin Nesach. But Olodami, Olodahai, you want to find a case that is similar to what I'm saying. Why don't you continue reading? Avol omer lo malteni min haotzer. That's all I said, by the way. All I said was that the guy, it's mutter to tell him, save our face, Allah. You tell your lawyer to make a deal. So if you say, save me from the sheriff, what are you telling him? Make a deal for me. But you're not using those words. It's very much a question of the phraseology. The phraseology is, look, you know, whatever you do, it's as if I'm doing it. Then you're not allowed to tell him that. But it's a question of how you phrase it. You got to phrase it carefully. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. If you're selling wine as a wine seller, now what you would usually do, that's a seller with an S, what you would usually do is you would first measure the wine, take it for the measuring cup. The guy doesn't touch the measuring cup. He just holds the measuring cup, pours it into his wine container after getting a full liter or half a liter, whatever he bought. And at that point, you'd have to worry about the negia of the animal. Now, you have to take the money before it becomes yayin esek, which is tam yayin. So therefore, if you make a deal, so pasak, you made the deal that he owes so much per liter, at shalom adad, before you measure the wine out. So then, the money that he owes you is money for wine that had not yet become the stam yena. But if the medida takes place before the psika, so then the fact is that the real kinyan of the wine is only after he already made it stam yena, because he wasn't same if daite until he hears how much it's going to cost him. He's afraid you're going to overcharge him. So memela, the real kinyan comes only later. At that point, it was already inside of his wine bottle, and then for sure it's yayin esav because his wine left. It was again the yayin. So then the wine, the money for the wine would be also above asuri. Omra meimar mishne. Oh, so this is exactly what we're getting into. What was said initially, forget about our mission, but it's obvious to us that in the context of this mission, the whole thing takes on a different. The Gemara, of course, brings the conversation from elsewhere, and then at the end, as it's usually the derech of the Gemara, relates it back to our Mishnah. So we understand where we're heading over here. So the initial question is, what is the status of the kinyan of an Ovid Kochavim who was Moshech, but didn't pay? Now we know by Yisrael, that's definitely a kinyan. Of course we have Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Is that the Diorita or Midiorita, Maot Kanot, but it's just the Takana de Rabbanan, Kidei Shalom, Yun Nisru Fuchitecha Ba'aliyah. Okay. But by a goy, there's a big Machlokas, whether Mashiach is considered to be a kinyan, or a goy can be kone only with Momon, and the Jew can be kone from the goy, only with Momon. Says Amema, look, I mean, there's no question that in terms of the actual legalities of it, we see that the Akum has complete Gemira's Das without any money. and I'll prove it to you. Teda, the honey par. So you see these Persians all the time. They're meshadre par dashne la'adali. They will send gifts to each other, and it's absolutely unacceptable to try to take that gift back. Now, despite the fact that no money was exchanged. So apparently, a actual kinyan is simply the fact that the gift arrived. And at that point, there's no way to get it back. Rashi brings from the Ga'inim another pirush in Pardashne, which is interesting. Pardashne, according to that, is consignment. So what they would do was they would send like a liter of wine in advance to the wine store in order to taste to see if he wants to put in an order. If he doesn't return that liter, then that liter becomes the first liter of the order. And at that point, he can't return it anymore. He's got 24 hours to return it. But no money is exchanged then. So you see that, legally speaking, it's considered to be a kinyan. Once that's already the derech that there can be mashiach, so then of course it's teifetz. Says Rav Ashi, it doesn't prove a darn thing. Because it may just be considered to be very low class to send something back. Doesn't mean that legally you couldn't be sued. If the guy said, I forgot to send it back to you, I decided to send it back. Or maybe the other pshat in Rashi, you know what, I don't like you anymore. Send me back the gift I sent you yesterday. Maybe you could do that. But I mean, that is really crass. So the only reason they don't do that is because they're so arrogant that they would never allow themselves to be viewed as low class. But it has nothing to do with the legalities. The only reason that they don't ever go back on this is because they're so arrogant. They're amadruko, they're nagitalu. It's just a question of their needing to maintain their classiness.
Amen. This is both sides of the coin.
Well, it doesn't matter. Once already there, the din is Jew to goy, goy to Jew, or goy to goy is exactly the same.
Yes, once the
one side is always limited by their ability to be kayin. But if you see this to be the
way they
legal kinyans, then why wouldn't it be a kinyan? That's always the definition of kinyan.
It's keeping up appearances.
But here it's just keeping up appearances. Exactly. It has nothing to do with the legalities. Omer Rav Ashi, by the way, I can prove this, that actually Mashiach is not Kena, and that it's all a matter of keeping up appearances. Because you know that Rav actually issued a Psak Halacha to the wine sellers in town, the Jewish wine sellers with an S. Lahano Saviyuta, Ki Chaylitu Chamerlov Dekohavim, when you are going to measure out wine to a goy who comes into your store, make sure that you take the money up front. Shkolu zuzi minai. First get the money, and then measure out the wine. And if they don't have any cash, ilo nakita ba'adaya zuzi, what you do is give them money as a loan. Have them pay you back that money as payment. And then the credit is not credit to pay for yainasa. They paid you for the wine before. Where they got that money from is not your business. Happens to be the same cash you had in your pocket a moment ago. But the point is, legally speaking, they borrowed that money, paid you the money for the Ayin Nesach. Now they owe you money for a loan that's not good with the Ayin Nesach. And that's the best way to do it. But never give them credit. Because then when they're paying, they're going to be paying up for the Ayin Nesach. So what you do is, if they don't have any cash, uspizunu, lend them the cash. Take that cash from them. So that the entire arrangement of the money that they owe you should be payment on a loan. Because if that's not what you're going to do, then it's going to become in your reshut. And therefore, when you take the money, it's going to be the money of kashaklitu. There's no error. There's no fresh air. It's going to be money that is Yayin Esek. Now, I'm pointing out to you, says Rav Ashi, Isak Daika Hashicha, Yoveko Chavim Kone. If Lamaisa, there would be a din that you're claiming that Mashiach is Kone, what's the problem? The moment Midamashka Ovetko Chavim, the Ovetko Chavim is holding now the measuring cup, correct? Hi, Rich. He's holding the measuring cup. So at that point, he was already Cain of the Yayin Esser. Cain of the Yayin. When does it become Yayin Esser? After he pours it into his own container where he touches the wine. So Yayin Esser lo avye ad nagabe. And therefore, it's a raya that Mashiach is not Cain. Of course, when we say Mashiach, we don't mean necessarily literally Mashiach. Be Hagbah, and there's any of the Kinyanim besides Moses. So, says the Gemara, that's no Raya, because maybe the point over here, if he would be the, now, holding the mana of the Yisrael, you'd be right, but that's not the case. He's got his own containers here. The Jew is now going around filling his containers. So, if that's the case, there's always a little bit of wine in there. If there's a little bit of wine in there, then the mixture is going to become usher right away. So, and therefore, the whole thing becomes Yayin Esser Patar Ruvah. So this point's obvious because we're assuming of Yamin Bimino is Bamashu. So whatever little bit is left, it's going to be all usher. That's the problem. Not because he's going to be no Gea in it. And therefore, it never gets to the point at which he would be Kainet before Yayin Esser. Oh, ask the Gemara sof, if he's holding it, kimoto laviro de mona kanya. The moment that it enters into his kli, it doesn't have to touch the bottom of the kli. It enters into his kli. He's already kainet because the din is that if it's going to be nikna in the kli that you're holding, then it doesn't have to be on the bottom of the kli. It only has to be in the airspace of the kli. It only becomes also with Yayin Esser when it actually mixes with the wine that's on the bottom. So, you still got a problem. It must be that indeed he's not Canaan because of the money issue, not because of the fact that there was no Mashiach, because there was a Hagba'ah. And Yayin Nesek Lo'ave Adamatilar Itadamana. Unless, I don't know what you want to say, I mean, unless you want to say that we should ignore our entire question, which is a major issue, of whether Nitzuk is considered to be Chibur. So maybe what you're saying is that Nitzuk is Chibur, and we're taking for granted that Nitzuk is Chibur, which is very strange. I mean, why would we assume such a thing? We know it's still so much up in the air in terms of the machlokas. He should pass it to them like this is double portion. Now, obviously, if that's the issue, then, as Tosfos says, so couldn't Rav have said to them, make sure that it's not a continuous stream. Because that's what we said. If you're posik, then it's no issue of nitzer. So stasis, I mean, that's crazy already. I mean, but there's so much tircha involved in pouring like 1 inch at a time. Whoops. You're going to keep pouring.
More tircha than walking less than Dalet Amot and then walking
that's,
again.
That's for your wallet.
Isn't this for my wallet?
Okay. No, he could pay me. If he pays me in advance, it's not a problem. So I'm certainly not going to give that as by standard instructions for a wine cellar with an S.
The Yisrael pours it into the clear of the guy?
Yeah. Okay, so Mamela, are you going to tell me Nitzuk is Chibur? No, I'm not going to tell you Nitzuk is Chibur. You know, the truth is, I'm telling you the issue is like this. You're assuming the whole time he's holding the Kli up, and therefore it should be kind of, you're saying the Mashiach, Abagabah, and so on. He's not holding it up. What happens is over here, he brings a bunch of his kelim, puts them on the ground. And now the Jew's pouring into the kli. So therefore, it becomes Yayin Esser only when it's going to mix. Now he's going to pay you. No, he's paying you for Yayin Esser. This becomes Esser by mixing. But he's really not Cain it before because he's not holding it before. And therefore, this isn't Nogea. Wait, hold on a second. If that's the case, the kli is enough of a kinyan. In other words, look, once you're telling me you don't have to pay, so then, fine, you're telling me there's no Mashiach. Okay, fine, no Mashiach. How about Agbah? No, there's no Agbah, it's on the floor. No, good. How about kinyan in the kalim without money? Because isn't the din that a kli is kinyan? I know what you're going to say, but then we got a problem. You're going to say that since the kli is in the reshus of the storekeeper who is a Jew, But then that proves another big issue. Again, you're getting involved on every stage in machlokas and that are major machlokas. In other words, we should prove from here that's a davar poshet that the kalim of the kena that's in the rishus of the meich are not kena. That's what you'd be saying. Is that so poshet? It's because kalim shalokher rishut bocher lo kana lokher. You're ready to put your money on that? No. The yolamim loka kana lokher. I'll tell you what the case is over here. The point over here is not that it was going to. The truth is, if it was kena on the actual floor, so then the moment that it came into the mouth of the kli, it would be his. I'm saying could be, would be his. Without paying money, and there would be no problem, a rab wouldn't have issued his psak. But it's no riot, because the case of here is talking about where there's another problem. The problem is that it's the type of kli, where if it comes in, it's one of these like a Starbucks kind of cups or a Dunkin' Donuts to drink your coffee. So it's got this little opening, it's got this thing on top, and a little opening, but that means that there's always a little bit of wine from the last time he drank from the cup. There's a little bit of wine from the last time he drank from the cup, and as the wine flows into the cup, it's already Yayin Nesser. That's the problem. So it wasn't even Nichnas into the Avir Kli, which would have allowed him to be Kena it, until it already became mixed with the other wine. That's the problem. And Mela, I'm telling you, you get the money up front. If you get the money up front, then before the wine ever even gets down to the point where it goes into his containers, you won't have a problem because he paid you basically before it became Yayin Nesser or Stam Yayin. So now, that would be the problem. But you're telling me, but what about if it would be a standard cup and it would be the Jew's cup? Or the that would have been fine. Don't try to bring me a riot from an actual case where we're giving now the rules of how to sell wine. Obviously, you need to take into consideration that the guy came back for a refill. I mean, that's standard. They came back for refills. So he's going to come back into the bar. He's going to present his cup for the wine. It's got a little bit of wine drops on the outside. You're going to pour it in, not even realizing now that it became Yayin Nesser. So you're going to take your money. You're taking money for Taruvas of Stam Yayin. Therefore, Rav said, make sure you're paid up in advance. That's all. And if the guy doesn't have any cash, lend him the cash. What's the big problem? What does this have to do with the Kinyan of Mashiach? There was no way of being Mashiach before it was already Yayin Nesser. Says the Gemara, it still doesn't work. Because then you'd be paskening not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember, we had this problem before of where you had Yayin Nesser that got mixed up with kosher wine. So it's a machlokas. According to Chacham, you got to dump the whole thing. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you're allowed to sell it all except for the value of the Yayin Nesser. So over here, what do you? You're collecting money for the drops of wine that were there? No. You're collecting the money for the wine that you just poured. Well, you're not taking any money for the Yayin Nesser. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, Dik Reb Shimon Gamliel, Omer Yimacher Kololo of Dik Chachamim. Which is exactly what you're doing here. And we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Because this is the Mishnah we had earlier. I'm charging you for kosher wine. It's my business that you mix non-kosher wine in the kosher wine. I'm taking money for the non-kosher wine. So according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you could distinguish between the money that is being paid for the kosher wine and money that you're not going to take for the non-kosher wine. You know, that's a brilliant question, except for one thing. It's Rav that we're being medayikin, right? The whole thing was Rav issued instructions to the wine sellers with an S. So that means that we have to be consistent with Rav's opinion. Well, you may recall, Midiyu Taimel Rav, it was Rav who said that the halacha of Reb Shimon Gamliel applies only to mixtures of barrels, not mixtures of liquids. If the liquid is mixed, then the whole thing hasn't been a Stam Yayin. There, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel didn't say, yeah, it doesn't matter, it's not mixed, because monetarily it's not mixed. What's that supposed to be monetarily it's not mixed? The whole thing is Yayin Esach now. What does it say? Sell it except for the value of the Yayin Esach. Where's except for the value? The Taruv has made the whole thing into Yayin Esach. So if there's no mixture, in other words, a mixture is only in terms of the usability. Each barrel is either kosher or non-kosher. You don't know which is which. Fine. Sell the whole thing. Don't take the money for the barrel, wherever it is, of non-kosher wine. And then you earn nene from it. But certainly in a case where it was mixed, the actual wine, there is no wine that was kosher that you could take money from. Therefore, this is irrelevant. So don't try to bring me a raya, Rav Ashi, that Mishicha is not kena from the fact that Rav wanted to have the money before. That's not nugia. Meitzvah. And what about the sugya we had before, where it says over there, junk dealer, who is loker gruta otmino of dekochavim. And guess what he finds right in the middle of the junk is this guy's Jesus over there. That was somebody had junked. And it's right there in the pile of the rest of the junk. Before he paid for it. So then he just said, forget it, I don't want this pile. So Yahzir. But im mishnatan ma'ot mashach yolech liyam ha-melach. So at that point it's too late to do anything about it. You're going to have to dump it. But Isakatayfim Meshichah Bovit Kochavim Koneh. Amayach Zir. If Lamaisa Meshichah is Koneh, so then how can he return it? It would be too late to return. Omer Abaye, what do you mean it's too late to return? This is not a Mekachtos. I never wanted to be Kenah. You can't force a guy to be Kenah if it turns out that it had some getchke in it. I never wanted it. So the whole thing is a mekachtos, basically. Mishum de mechzik in mekachtos.
The guy who's buying is Jewish, no?
Would he want to buy grutaot? Because you walked in late. Because whatever the din is of Mashiach, it works in either direction. You can't be kind of from him, he can't be kind of from you. So memela, it's because it's a mekach ta'ut over here that you're allowed to return it back. Says Rava, that's really brilliant. It's a mekach ta'ut. So only if you didn't give the money, it's a mekach ta'ut. If you did give the money, it's not a mekach ta'ut. What kind of logic is that? Reisha mekach ta'ut. Say falav mekach ta'ut. What are you throwing in mekach ta'ut? The whole thing is a mekach ta'ut. Elama Rava, Reisha v'seifa is mekach ta'ut. So in the case, I'll tell you the difference. The difference is a question of what it looks like. That's all. Reisha de lo yoyiv zuzin, where you haven't paid yet, and when you just don't take delivery, basically, and you're giving it back because you don't want to pay. Okay, so there, does it look like you're exchanging of a dessert for money? You're not, you're just putting it back. So it's lo mirze kavadat kachami be'ad Yisrael. But over here, where the Jew already paid for it, now he's going to bring it back to the Goy. The Goy's going to give him money. What does that look like to you? Not a drug deal. So Mamela, in that case, it's Mischazik Avodat Kochavim Be'ad Yisrael that is now going to be sold. Money is being exchanged. But the whole business is obviously a question of what it looks like. It's not the pure legalities of it, where Lamaisa, there was never a deal. I never wanted to be kind of any kind of these getchkes. By the way, you'll notice that Lamaisa, Abaya took this into consideration in his answer. Because Abaya said it looks like a mekach ta'ut. Mir said, what do you mean it looks like? It is a mekach ta'ut. So in other words, the point is, but in the Reisha, anybody sees it's a mekach ta'ut and he never had it. And the Sefer, you could say, if the money was already given, people aren't marketed as a mekach ta'ut, they think he's exchanging it. In other words, that point is clear. Rav is just saying the issue is not the mekach ta'ut element. You're just adding additional complications. It's very straightforward. Doesn't look good. That's all. That's all you should say. Omalei Markashisha, Breder of Chista Rav Ashi. How come people are ignoring the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah here in this discussion? It's quite clear from the Mishnah that Meshicha is Kena. And you're wrong. Because Toshma, Hamocher Yeno Lovei Kochavim, Pasak ad shalom adad damav butarim. No. This is over here. As long as you set the price for the medida, so then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? He didn't pay. What does pasak have to do with it according to you? If it's talking about where the money still needs to be paid, And you're saying that Mashiach is not Kena. That's what you're claiming. Mashiach is not Kena. So then this, our whole Mishnah falls apart. Because why would the Dom of Vimutari? Lamaisa, when he's paying, what is he paying for? He's paying for wine in his Rishus that he already touched. Because he wasn't Kena with Mashiach. And therefore he's paying for Stam Yayin. Jewish wine that became Stam Yayin when he touched it. And now he's paying the Jew for the wine. So obviously you're wrong. It's clear for the Mishnah that Mashiach is Kena. No, says Rav Ashi. Ach, Mayas Kinan. The Akdim Leg Dinner. It's talking about over here that the guy puts through the credit card in advance for approval. Now the Shaila is whether the deal goes through or not. But I'm not going to start measuring out wine to you on some theory that you can pay. You give me your credit card. Okay, so now we have already our credit card receipt. If you don't like the price, we'll talk about it in a moment. So he gave him already the money. If he gave him already the money, he has to think about it. That's how you're understanding the Mishnah. So then why does it say, Madada Chalopa Sagda Mavasarin, if he pays up front? So why, if now it's measured before he told him how much it's going to cost him, so then it's usur. What's the difference? According to you, that the only way to understand the Mishnah is where the guy gave him his credit card up front. See, if you cut him like dinner on my dama vasurin, why would it be usur if he already paid? Says Rav Ashi, and he said, what are you talking about? And according to you, if it wasn't the Mashiach, what's the nafka mean if he made up the price? The Mashiach is kaina. What kind of crazy question is that? Obviously, because a kinyan is only a kinyan when you're agreed on the price. You also are going to have to say that, because you're saying, well, even though Mashiach is kaina, it depends if you made up a price. Why would it make up if you, because otherwise, I don't have smichas das. No. So if you give the guy a credit card in advance, I need to deal with the same issue. You give him the credit card in advance. Can he charge? Not until you say, okay, I accept the deal. So obviously you need to have the psik in advance. Same way you need the psik in advance, I need the psik in advance. Giving a credit card doesn't mean a darn thing. Every hotel will take a credit card. So the didach damit b'shichabah v'kochavim amai reish adamah mutarim seva adamah vasurim. I'm asking you, according to you, your own Mashiach is kaina. So who cares whether you're Pesach or you're not Pesach? In both cases, Mashiach was kaina. Ella, clearly, Ma'it Lach Lamema, what are you going to say to yourself? How did you understand the Mishnah? You understood the Mishnah, the Dover Pasha, that if he was Pesach, the amount of the price of the wine, so then Sabcha Daita. But if you had never agreed on a price, the guy is still keeping his options open, and maybe he's not going to, he's going to say, forget it, at that price I don't want it. So lo samcha daite, then lo pasak lo samcha daite. So why, I'm going to say exactly the same thing as you. There's no difference if you give a credit card in advance or you don't, as far as smichas das is concerned. You need smichas das for Mashiach, fine. I need smichas das for damim. No. What's the difference? So l'didi nami, hafa gav dekarim le dinar. Obviously, only if he was pasak, was he semech dat, and therefore kainu with the dinner. Lo pasak, lo samcha daite. That's ridiculous. So there's nothing in the Mishnah that forces me to accept that this is a dinner Mashiach kainu. The Mishnah is only distinguishing at what point the smichas das was. You took for granted that there was no money given in advance. So where does it say that in the Mishnah? Omele Ravina Ravashi. Okay, I can bring you a riot. Tashma. The Amrav Chia Barava Amrav Yochanan Benoach Neherag Al Pachot Mishaver Pruta, that the Iser of Geneva for a Ben Noach, since there's no Mechila, is on a Shaver Pruta or even less than a Shaver Pruta. V'loni Tan LeYishavon, and there is no way to return this. There's a number of different Pirushim. Loni Tan LeYishavon. Rashi of here says Loni Tan LeYishavon because of the fact that the Jew was Meichel, which is very strange, because less than Shavar Pruta. But we just said that he's Nerag Apachom Shavar Pruta because there's no Mechila to an Akum. But Rashi has both things. So Ritva explains that that's not a problem in Rashi, because obviously the fact that I don't let this guy take anything of mine. Wait, so all I need is now to have white collar crime going on. So every time he comes into the office, he takes a piece of paper. No way, just a piece of paper. Thank you very much. And what do you think his pieces of paper cost me over the course of the year? Which is the policy of any reasonable company. But once I catch the guy stealing a piece of paper, I'm not going to take him to court for the piece of paper. So there's no contradiction between those two things. L'maisa, it's lodita mishavon, because of mechila on one piece of paper, but it's still considered to be geneva up front. That's perfectly understandable.
Is there ever a din
of yes. Oh, that's the shaila. See, Rashi in Erevin says lodita mishavon means that there's no mitzvah of ashov. So that the chiyuv of a heshiv at that gzeila is set for a Jew and not for a goy. Tosis brings yet another shot over here from Rashi, which we don't have, which is kam lebe d'rabbi minei, which Tosis says is ridiculous. If it's kam lebe d'rabbi minei, then no matter how much he stole, it's not nitan l'shavon. And that we never see that. Well, you can't recover it. Of course you can recover it. Kam lebe d'rabbi minei would mean it's not recoverable. Okay, so there's a number of different questions. Is there a chiyuv to return it? Was there a mechila on the money? Can it be legally recovered? Those were the three approaches. But in any event, getting back to our sugya, if you taina, he armed b'shichabo v'kochavim, eina koneh. Lamaisa, what happened over here? He never was kain of the money. There's no kinyan to say that there was something actually that was stolen. By the Jew, the din is that once he was takes it from the Rishus of Yisrael, he puts it into his kelim, whatever the din a kinyan is, that's a kinyan gezeila. So over here you're saying there is no such kinyan. So why is he killed for not doing anything? Because geneva by an akum is not defined by the legality of kinyanim. It's defined by the pain that he inflicts on having stolen. It's mishum detzar eli Yisrael. He gives this Jew such a pain in discovering that somebody stole his wallet. I just said, but what do you mean stole? He doesn't have a kinyan. Thanks a lot. That makes me feel much better. Now I'm happy that I'll never see my wallet again, as long as I know there was no kinyan. So therefore, by geneva, it's not an issue. It doesn't do it for me that there's no kinyan. So then why do you say lo nitan li shavon? What do you mean lo nitan li shavon? There never was anything that needs to be yishavon. It's always mine. The moment that it'll be identified, it's mine immediately because I don't need to get it back legally. No, that's what it means. It means eina b'torat yishavon. It's irrelevant to discuss yishavon. That's what it means. No, because there's no, you can tell there's no kinyani b'chlal on b'shavaprut. That's not value. But that's why he's saying over here, like the context of our sugya, mechila is important. In the context of the other sugyas, we're not talking about this issue. Over there, you'd have to come on to other, if you want to apply it here. Here, Rashi is very consistent with our sugya. How do you explain the next piece? If another goy comes and steals it from the first goy, the second guy is killed for stealing from the first guy. So Yukatina, the Reisha, is Yishayev because he was Tzar Eli Yisrael. But the Sefer Mayavid, what did the second guy do? There were no new kinyanim. There was no change. It never belonged to the second guy, to the first guy, because he never had a kinyan in it. So the second guy is not doing anything. He's playing musical chairs. Why would he be Chayev for that? Unless the first guy was Cana. Oh, you're right. Shmamina, Mishichab Ovid Kochavim Koneh. Shmamina. So did we go back to the original way we understood the Mishnah? It would be talking about a kinyan through Mashiach, not that he had to give him a credit card up front. Exactly the way we had understood the Gemara Lechatchila, the Mishnah Lechatchila. And now we're saying Rav Ashi was wrong about his understanding of the Seder that Rav had now defined in town for all of the wine stores, and in fact we were taking into consideration other issues there in the wine store problem. Boleshet shenich v'sal yir b'sha'at shalom b'chaviyot b'tuchot asurot stumot mutarot. This is even b'shtiyah stumot mutarot. B'sha'at milchaba, eilu mutarot l'fi she'in p'nai l'naseh. V'ramini ir shekavshua charkom kol ka'anot shebetocha psulot. Omre Mori, there's a big difference between religion and sex. L'naseich ein p'nai, but leave all yesh p'nai. Somehow you manage. Ha'umanim shal Yisrael sheshalach lebavet kochavim chavit shal yayin nesach yitzharan. Mutar lomar ten lanu et damea, but once it's nichus al reshutan, asur. Omre v'yirom ram mutar l'adam lomar lovet kochavim tseva feis alai benat ha'melech. Maitve Ayomar Adam Lovet Kochavim Old Tachtai Lo Tzer. I'm like, Rav, what are you asking me from Old Tachtai Lo Tzer, Karmat? That's not what I said. Hola Daniel Aloha Aval Omerlo Malteni Mino Tzer, which is basically what I said. I said, tell the guy to save our face. That's Malteni, not take my place. Hamocher Yeno Lovet Kochavim. Pasak atchelo madad tamav mutarim, madad atchelo pasak tamav asurim. Omer amemer meshich abavet kochavim kone, teida, dahani parsoi meshabri pardashni lahadadi, v'lo hadribo, reva shemer le'olam emelakom meshich abavet kochavim, eina kuna. V'haida lo hadribo, that's only because they're so stuck up, and ramad ruchu that akitalo. Omer avashi bino amin ala that it's not kone. Miniomelo Rav Lahanus Savuta Ki Chaylito Chamelov De Kachovim. Make sure that you take cash up front. And if they don't have any cash, Usfizinu V'Ada Shekilu Minayo Ki Echad Tavi Halva Agabayo. Because if you don't do that, Ki Kahavi Yainesach B'Shutaychu Kahavi, and then Ki Shakiltu, you're taking to me Yainesach Kashakiltu. Now, I ask you, says Rav Ashi, what's the difference? The moment that he was Moshech, the Ovid Kochav, he was Kena. When does he become Yai Nesach? Only when he's Negea in his own containers. The case of yours, but so, Kimot Elavir, the Monekanya, Yai Nesach Lohavi Adamoti Lar Ite the Monek, unless you're going to tell me that Shema Minah needs a chibur? No. Someone's going to tell you. The truth is, Inakit le'avid kachav le'kli v'yadeh would have been kainet before tachbar. Fine. But lo tzricha, the monach a'ara. And therefore, it was a lagba. So, tikne le'kelev, unless you're ready to tell me Shema Minah, kelev shalokeh, v'shut mocher lo kana lokeh. No, even that not. V'yolam re'ma lo kana lokeh. We're over there, since it's a Starbucks cup, so kama insekle. Well, but you're still going to have to tell me that it's the local of Shem Gamaliel, because if it's the Alibit of Shem Gamaliel, you're not paying money, he's not paying money when you take the money for Yayin Nesach, and Reb Shem Gamaliel holds Yimach Kula Ovik Chodim Chutz with me Yayin Nesach Shabo. Yeah, but you're forgetting something. We're talking Alibit of Rav. Rav himself said Alok Reb Shem Gamaliel only in the case of Chavit b'Chavit, not in the case of actual mixtures of Yayin b'Yayin, which is the case over here. Meitzvah. Halokeach grutaot min avdei kochavim, umatza behem avodat kochavim, yad shalo datan ma'ot mashav. So then he could still give them back and change his mind about the sale. But im mishen natan ma'ot mashav, it's too late. And yolechem liyam ha'melech, v'yisal kadaitach, mashiach b'avik kochavim koneh, amayach zir at all. Omer Abaye, that's because we shouldn't have missed a Mekach Tov. Omer Rav, only the Reish is a Mekach Tov. The Sefer is not a Mekach Tov. El Omer Rav, a Reish of a Sefer Mekach Tov. The Reish, the Lo Yoiv Zuzi, Lo Mitchazik Avodat Kochavim B'Yad Yisrael, that there should be an exchange. But Sefer, the Yoiv Zuzi Mitchazik Avodat Kochavim B'Yad Yisrael. Omer Le Markishish, a brother of Chistor Vashi Tashma, according to you, that Meshich B'Avik Kochavim in a Kaida, it doesn't even help if you're posek. What's the difference? Amaydamav Mutarim. Ah, says Ravashi, that's talking about the Akdim Lay Diner. So then, no, Yachti Yema Seifa. Madad Achelo Pasak Damav Asurim. If you already paid him in advance, so what's the difference? Amaydamav Asurim. Amalei is so smart. So then why in the Reish is Damav Mutarim? And then the Sefer Damav is Usarim. Elamait Lach Lameima, obviously. There's a difference between pasuk and lo pasuk because of samchadaita. It's a pasuk, samchadaita, lo pasuk, lo samchadaita. So why is my case different? L'didinami. Afagav the kadim le'dina. Obviously, if it's pasak, samchadaita, lo pasak, I'll get the money back. Amalei revin l'ravashi tashma. Diom rekliya barav, amre b'yochanan. Ve'noach ne'eraga b'chot b'shavar pruta v'lo ditat l'shavon. Ve'i amret b'shicha b'ovet kochavim ina koneh. Amai ne'erag. That's Mishum the Tzari Li Yisrael. So then, what do you mean, Lo Nitan Le Shavon? He never took it. Nah, that's what it means. It's Eno B'Torati Shavon. So then, Yochi Ebeseifa, Bocha Veron, the Talah, Mimeno, Ne'eragalea. I mean, you could say, Bishlem Arashas, Mishum the Tzari Li Yisrael. But the safe, he didn't do a darn thing. The first guy was simply a shelf in which the money was deposited, so to speak. So the second guy takes it off of the shelf. So what's he doing? Elashmamina must be that he had been kainet when he stole it. And Mashiach Bavit Kochavim is kainet. Shmamin. Following is the daf from the year 2003 in the previous cycle. We're holding on the Mishnah, Daf Ayin, on the base, on the bottom. Boleshet shenichnesali ir b'sha'at shalom chavuyot tukhorot asurot stolot mutarot b'sha'at milchama elu ve'elu mutarot afi she'im t'nai v'naseh. So if an invading army is a boleshet, it's called boleshet ashum the interest that they have in being bolesh we use today balashut. It's like a detective work that they look around, see whatever they can be possessed.
Intelligence.
And not only intelligence, but for their own desire for food and for whatever they can get. So then if it's a post war already, they don't have to fight, they're just getting into the city. There's no problem. So then the open barrels are aser, but the closed barrels are mutter. There's some, I mean, if they would have wanted them, they would have opened them. I mean, so they're not going to play games and reseal them and make holes. I mean, they can do whatever they want. If it's, however, wartime, then even an open barrel is considered to be mutter because a soldier in the middle of war is more interested in worrying about a sniper around the corner than he is in going into a barrel and looking to see if he can even ask the army. So it's basically the idea of without kavana that we had earlier, in which we don't have a kashash. V'ramin, he asks the Gemara, how do you explain the Mishnah in light of this other Mishnah, Yershikakshua Karkom, that if you have a city that has been besieged, and now the invading army has captured the town, Kol Kohanot Shebetocha Pesulot, any of the women married to a Kohen, because a Kohen's wife is Asura to him even if she's raped, Yisrael's wife is only Asura if she desires to have relations with someone else. But over here, we assume that the soldiers have raped the women in town, and then the Mela, she is going to be also to her husband. Now, the problem is that since the Mishnah does not clarify whether we're talking about in the middle of the war, or we're talking about that it's only after the war, or maybe the city surrendered, or whatever it is, they may not be worried about snipers. And nonetheless, we're saying that they did have time to sleep with the women. Now, why didn't they have time to be Menaseh for wine? Omer of Mori, because that's the way it goes. Menaseh ain't night. For religion, there's no time. But leave all yesh for night. There's always time for a little rape here and there. So that's different because one of them, the person that the soldier desires, he'll find the time. The other one, okay, a religious ceremony to pour out some wine, and they're not going to take a chance at a sniper for that. You're on, Sabajash. Umanim Yisrael. If you have now Umanim who are Jewish, Shishalach Lahem, or these people have been working redecorating the kitchen in the Goyesha home, and the guy sends them as their shachar. He sends a barrel of expensive yain. What are they going to do? שרק בבית רבים חביב שיהיה נסף בשכרן, מותר לומר, they can say excuse us, but we're not interested in this yayin. Same letter as the mayor. Give us the money, not the wine. Mishinich Mesal Rishutan, once it comes into their Rishut, that doesn't mean physically that the FedEx delivers it, it means that they were Mekabal in their Rishut, and you can't force a person to take something. But once it, they were Mekabal, they can't, because then it's exchanging, then you're basically getting Dmei Yayin Esser, and Dmei Yayin Esser is also. You have to make sure that you just reject the shipment and you want the money instead. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, mutar l'adam lomar l'ovet kochavim, say the hafeis alay menat hamelach. It is mutter for a person to tell a guy, go please and take care in my place, or for me actually, my place is not quite the same, but for me, take care of the taxes. Now this guy can go ahead, and he can, and these taxes of course they would take from your produce and from your animals, and then, so this guy now, if he goes ahead and he gives Yayin Nesef, and that's now, so to speak, being paid by the Jew, now the Jew is going to pay him for the Yayin. It turns out that the Jew bought Yayin Nesef, and he used Yayin Nesef to pay the, because it should be Osir, right? Nonetheless, it says it's Musar. Why? Because the understanding is that I'm asking you to take care, you take care of him the way you want to take care of him, and you can give him money. It's not my business. How much did it cost to take care of him? That's all I want to know. The way you took care of him already, that has nothing to do with me. On the other hand, it's clear that that's not so poshut, because may say the Gemara asks, it says, Al yomar adam lo vetro chavim o tachtai lo otsa. You can't tell a guy, okay, you go and take my place. To go into, now if this is otsar with an ayin, then it refers to the lashon of the shilton, the governor, and so on. So yatsor means to rule over. If it's written with an aleph, then it means to go into the treasury, that is to deal with the IRS. But I mean, either way, the idea is the same. You cannot tell a guy, you take my place and go into the otsar. So, I mean, look, Korah, it's the same thing, isn't it? I mean, you're telling him, go take care of my taxes. And you're telling him, go take care of what the governor is demanding, right? So, how do you square it to? Amalei Rav. Rav would answer that. Rav was the one who had said, the mutilah, and lo matzei v'afes. Have you asked a question on me from? Well, there's no comparison in the two cases. If you're telling a person to take your place, so then it means he is essentially acting as your agent. If he's acting as your agent and he's using Yayin Nesef, then it's as if you made the Yayin Nesef. Masha'in came, if you just said, take care of it for me. That's what I said, take care of it for me. However you can take care of it, you want to give him money, whatever you do, that's not my business. So there, it's not the pshat that you stand in my place, Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoto. You want to bring a comparison, says Rob, to a case. That's not the correct case. The correct case is the continuation. What's the continuation? Quote, Abel Omerlo, you can tell a guy, Maltaini Minolitzer, save me from the IRS. Now, I don't care how you do. You want to bribe the guy. You do whatever you want. So the point is that he's not acting then as you. He's not going to, I'm an agent for so-and-so. Mameli's going to give him Yayin Nesef. He's working out what to do on your behalf. So he sends him a gift to the IMS and tries to bribe him. What if that does? That's his business. It's not your business. And that's exactly what I'm saying, says Rob. If anything, it's a riot to me. It's not a kasha to me. Because my case is similar to the second case in this bribe. And this is the way Rashi essentially learns the case. The Tosis says that this is obvious. It doesn't believe that that could be the case, because there's nothing here that's a chiddush b'chlal. To me, says Tosfos, the case would be much more profound. I think the case is that what the Yisrael is mechuyev is wine. He owes wine, and that was a thing. You had to give a percentage. It was a percentage of his produce they had taxed. They want wine. Oh, so now already that it's a problem, because Lachor, when he pays up Yayin Nesach, he's giving Yayin Nesach in place of Yayin Yisrael. So that means that the Jew now essentially has exchanged his wine for Yayin Nesach. So now, nonetheless, the Chiddush over here is that nonetheless it's mutter if he says the Lashon of save me, because when he's saying save me, he's saying do whatever you can to get me out of this, which includes bribes under the table, includes making an arrangement with them that you can give them money and stuff. If Lamaisa, you end up giving Yayin Nesach, that's not what I told you to do. I wanted you to get me out of the situation. And therefore, even though in the end he uses Yayin Nesach, and the guy doesn't agree to being bought off by anything else, over here it's mutter, because the point is that he had told him, try to buy your way out of this somehow. In which case, he was never supposed to be there in order to give him wine. So it's not considered to be paying with his wine for Yayin Nesach in exchange. Masha Enkin, if he says that first case, Ol Tachtai, you go in my place. So if he's saying that, he's saying you should pay whatever I would have had to pay to the government. And what I have to pay is Yayin. And therefore, if he's using Yayin Nesach, he's being Porea Kobo with Yayin Nesach. And now he's going to pay for it. He's essentially had bought Yayin Nesach, and he's using that Yayin Nesach to pay the government. Therefore, it's Hasek. This is how Tosus understands the case. Somebody who's selling wine to a goy, he's got a little bit of a problem, because the question is, if he pours out, that was the derech at the time, is that you took a barrel, the guy would come in, and you would pour it out for him. Well, when you pour it out for him, the guy's holding the wine. So at that point, if he's going to pay you, he's going to pay you the Yayin Nesach. And why would he pay you before he gives you the wine? I mean, is that going to be a good friend and say, oh, let me pay you up front? So what are you supposed to do over there?
When does it become
the Yayin Nesach? The moment that he touches it.
Even without buying it yet?
Yeah, he can make my wine. No, not the outside. He touches the wine. So the Shaila is, says the Mishnah, what you should do is, you should be pasak. You should define the price. That there's no question of what it's worth. If he was pasak at shaloma dad, so that as he's pouring it in now, he's going to be kona it, assuming that a guy can be kona the mishicha. The guy is holding this thing. So before he touches the wine was already bought, basically, because the moment it enters into his kli, it's bought, because he's holding the kli. And there's no question of his being doubtful about it, because they've already agreed on the price. But don't pour wine and then start haggling about the price. Because by the time you agree on the price and he's paying it, he may already have touched the wine. So therefore, if he was madad achelo pasak, tamavasuri, if he pours and then he starts discussing the price, then the money will be also because he's paying for a wine that would have been also for Israel. Omra Neymar, Mishicha Bovet Kochavim Kona. Now, we see, of course, how this Mishnah is an excuse for the Gemara to bring up the question of what consists of a Kenyan for a Goy. Because this Mishnah does seem to be taken for granted that the fact that the Goy is his wine, I mean, even though it didn't pay Lechora over here, nonetheless, it's going to be mutter as long as they had agreed on the price in advance. So what type of Kenyan is that? Why isn't it still the Jew's wine? Unless we say that just taking the wine would be enough of a Kenyan for a Goy. And that is not so precious. Says Amema, but I can prove it to you, because Teda, the Hani Pai Soy, Mishadri Pardashmi Lahadabi, Vlohadri Bahu. If you take a look at the common practice of the Persians, the way the Goyim learn the Pardashmi, says Rashi, is it's essentially delivering goods on consignment. So if you make an arrangement, the guy doesn't give you any money. He's selling newspapers. The newspapers are delivered. So whatever he can sell, he sells. Anything else, he gives back. There's an agreement of what the price should be, but there's never any money exchanged. And yet, we never find that that isn't viewed as a legally binding kind of relationship. The case particularly that they discuss is where, let's say, you make up that a guy is interested in buying 100 containers of wine from you. So you say, you know what, I'll send you a container on consignment. Take a look at it. If you like it, keep it, and I'll deliver the rest. Now, if the guy says, I like it, and he keeps it, then you can't change your mind and say, well, the price went up, I'm sorry, I'm going to take it back. That can't be done. Why not? If it was never paid for, so it's clear that the assumption is that the kinyan is the very fact that the wine was delivered, which means that wine would be kind of the meshicha. Now, Tosfos points out that what Amemar is saying over here is not the reason that it's kinyan, because the fact that we have a social norm is not necessarily a raya that this is a legally valid kinyan in terms of the Torah. But that the ikar, the real meaning of Amemar, is dependent on the famous machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to whether me'ikar adin ma'ot are kona or meshicha is kona. Now, Rav Yochanan holds that ma'ot are kona, that the main kinyan is made with money. And that what we do today with this meshicha tzav, that is a takona in order that people shouldn't be left in a position of having bought something and then they said, gee, you know, I'm sorry, but there was a fire in the warehouse, but you already paid me, so it was your stuff, and it was all burnt up. Okay, so we make it back on, you have to have Mishika. Now, in the Pasuk, that is the basis for Kinyanim, it says, Miyad Amitecha. Now, Miyad Amitecha implies only your friends, meaning those people who are with you in mitzvahs, Jews, will have this type of Kinyan. So he would darshan, therefore, La Amitecha is the Keseh, but for a guy, he's the Mishika. That's really the basis. I'm just trying to show now that apparently this is the way that it's actually Nahum. And that they, even though no money changes hands, everybody is sort of bound by this arrangement. Says Rav Ashi, no. I would say that Mishiach Bovet Kochavim ain't no kone. The Haidu Haidu that you're telling me that, well, take a look. I mean, it's basically binding, isn't it? That's Ramut Ruchud in the Kitalu. They think that they're so all high and mighty that it's inappropriate for someone of my great stature to change my mind about a transaction that may indeed not be binding. And it's basically a trust kind of thing, which doesn't necessarily mean that legally speaking it would be a kinyan. So it's like sort of diamond industry. Muslim broker is a kinyan. I mean, is a Muslim broker really a kinyan? But this is the way in which it becomes a Gemara's das. Omer Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, I think I can prove to you that I'm right and that it's not really a legally binding kinyan. Because since we know of Sakh, in which we know, how can I prove this? We don't know Rav, how do you say Yuta? There were these wine sellers, and Rav told them, you have to be careful. When you are pouring out wines and going, who are buying from you, make sure that you get money up front. You get money up front, and then pour the wine. And if they don't have any money on them, if they don't have any money, lend them money. Make them a loan of money, and then tell them, give me that money now to buy the wine. So that it should be a legal kinyan. Why? Because that way it becomes a loan. And the money that they're paying you is for the money that you lent them, but it's not the money that they're paying you for the wine, which you're not allowed to take. Because by the time they'll pay you for the wine will be ayinet. Whereas this way, they're simply paying back the money. That way it'll be a loan that they're paying you back for. But if you don't do it that way, then ki kahavi ayinet for shutayku kahavi. If they hadn't paid yet, then that means that when it became Yayin Nesach, it was still Jewish wine. Now that they pay, they're paying you for Yayin Nesach. So how are you going to be able to take the money? The Chishakil to the May Yayin Nesach, Chishakil to when you take that money, you're going to be taking money of Yayin Nesach, which is awesome. Now, says Rav Ashi, does that not prove my contention? You're going to tell me that there's no need for an exchange of money, and it's the very fact that the guy takes possession is itself enough of a kinyan. What's the big problem over here? What are they cash for? What are they going to lend them money for? How does money get involved? It's very simple. Tell them to make sure that the guy picks up the container when you pour it in, and then only afterwards will he touch the wine. And then you won't have any problem. Because he's talking about Mashiach Bavit Kochavim Shonim, the moment that the Ovid Kochavim takes the container, Even though he hasn't paid, he already owes this money. It's his. So now when he's paying for money that he owed at the Shastrakinyan. He's not paying for the later, for the Yayin Nesser. Before it became Yayin Nesser, he already had the money. So Mimela, there wouldn't be a problem. It's clear. Yayin Nesser, Rabbi had the Nagale. It's only going to become Yayin Nesser when he touches it. So what's Rab making such a big deal about? There's no problem of needing money. Unless, of course, I'm right. And that without money, there's not going to be any Kinyan over here. You must have the money in order to be Kona.
What happens if somebody's a jeweler, the guy comes and tells him, I have a barrel of Chateau Mouse, and we make an exchange, and then...
Chateau Mouse was the one where the mouse fell in, about that whole mouse that we had before?
And he gives it to him, and now the Jew has in his safe line, what he said to another boy.
Bad news.
Okay.
Can't use his wine. Can't sell the wine. Although remember that nowadays we don't answer for Hanov or Bakam Hetzim. We only answer for Shtiyah because nowadays there's no considered to be Shiloh Kavanah. Remember. But I'm saying Yikra Vin, if it was really a Turbanah the way it was in the time of the Gemara, that would be a problem.
And is a Jew in a buying business? He also
do
this
well, he has to make sure that this is the situation, that he gets the money is owed to him from the time of delivery, before the bottles are opened, and so on and so forth. Again, nowadays it's much more cow because you don't have the problem of Isur Hana'ah, which is the only reason you can't take the money. I mean, you have the problem. We only say that if the Mokham has it. You know, where you're going to really lose a lot of money, then we're same if on it. It's much of an in any event, says the Gemara, well, yes, you'd be right if your understanding of the case was right, but you don't understand what happens. If, in fact, what was happening over there is that it was being poured out into containers that the Jews got a cups. He gives the guy a cup and he pours the wine out of his barrel into the guy's cup. You'd be 100% right. He doesn't have to pay him in advance. But what it's talking about over here is the guy over here is bringing in his own containers, which has Yayin Nesser in it. He's bringing in his containers to refill. So now when the Jew pours the wine into the container, he's got, it's not a question of we're going to wait until he's kainé. So, because over here it becomes Yayin Nesser when he pours it. So, lo tzricha, the kakaya v'rami, the money out of the kakavim. He's pouring it into the guy's container, in which case, if he hadn't paid for it up front, then it would be usher. Wait a minute, says the Gemara, that's not really true. Because, so, kibatilavir the monokanya. Look, if it's mishicha, then the moment that it's poured into the guy's container, before it touches the wine in the container, so it's in the space of his container, it's already his, and he's koneh. It doesn't become Yayin Nesser, it doesn't become Yayin Nesser until it touches the wine that's on the bottom of the container. So are we to understand from your answer that Shema Minah needs a chibur? Does it mean that because it's being poured, the entire pouring is usher because the bottom part of it is touching the Yayin Nesser? Is that what you're trying to say? Because we had a whole question before about whether Nitzik is Chibur here. And now you seem to be saying, well, we take it for granted that Nitzik is Chibur. Where'd you get that from? No. That's not it. Even Nakedot the Chibur Kli, the other Yachinami. Had the guy been holding the Kli and it would be a din of Mashiach, you'd be right. Maybe Nitzik wouldn't be chibur, maybe it would be okay, and maybe he wouldn't need to pay the money up front. But it's talking about over here that the kli is on the ground. So since the kli is on the ground, there's not going to be a kinyan anyway, you see, of Mashiach, because he's not holding it. So that means as soon as it's poured into the container, it's going to become Yayin Nesser. So you better have been paid up front. And now the money, therefore, will not be money for Yayin Nesser. That's how we'll have to understand it.
Sir, you don't say that the mitzvah gets over from the chaver to the tzaddik itself?
That's what we're saying. What do you mean?
So the thing that he's pouring it from, why shouldn't it go all the way back up?
Okay, could be. That's also a sham. Let's wait till we get to the mitzvah conversions later. So I mean, there's a little bit of a strange thing over here because it was to give the money. What was the money given for? I mean, clearly the money was given only to be kona that which was poured into the barrel. I mean, the guy isn't going to give him the money as a gift and then say, okay, since I gave you a gift, you give me a gift. If he's giving you the money, he's simply saying, okay, take it off of what I'm giving you, and then when you pour me the wine, then that money will belong to you. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Mashiach or the Mos. I mean, how is Rav helping by saying that you give Mos? Tosfos is very bothered by this. So Tosfos is going to have to be talking about that. At the time that he gives him the money, then you have to get the guy to say that I'm being mocking you the money from now, and that the exchange took place retroactively. And it's only obviously a guy that he knows is going to be willing to go along with such a thing. Otherwise, it doesn't really make sense. Maybe. Or, he suggests another thing, and this other thing ends up being very important for Gabi Mathias Hummus. So, again, it's one of those strange things in which, you know, something that's just agav. The Tosa suggestion over here is that what the Gemara is saying is that you can have an either-or situation of either Mos or Mashiach, and not Mos and Mashiach. And then the question is, how exactly, because there's two ways of understanding that pasuk. O k'nei miyad amitecha. Remember, Tosfos is learning that that's the whole thing. So we can either learn miyad amitecha b'mamayim and b'goy b'mashiach, or miyad amitecha, you can have the moment alone, but by the goy you need moment and mashiach. Which turns out to be a shayla lahalacha l'gavei how to do mafiras chametz. Can you do the mafiras chametz? So how does the goy take possession? If the guy is going to take possession the moment alone, so then what do you do with the sheep that holds it? In fact, it requires both. The Mishnah goes through all kinds of experiments. How do you do it? In certain situations, whether you would need Mamish Mashiach, whether there's an Inyan of Kinyan Chotzer, which is also part of the problem we'll discuss in a minute. We say there's a Kinyan Chotzer for an Akum over here, and this is actually the next piece that the Gemara is going to ask you. It's talking about that the Kli is on the ground. So the Gemara asks, the Tiknei like Caleb. So then why isn't the Kli kind of for him without Mashiach? Now the problem is that Lechera, Kalim, are only kind of from the Din of Chatzim. So if you're going to say Lechera like Caleb, the Mashmaut would be that the Goy has a Din of Chatzim, which is a Shai with many other places, and you seem here to be taking it for granted. And what the Akronim points out
Is that it's a machlokes
as to whether a goy has shlichus or not. Since we're going over here, this whole discussion is trying to prove Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is the one who says yesh shlichus lahakum. If that's the case, then he can be kena mitam shlichus, because there's two possible ways in which a chotzer can be kena. So if a goy has shlichus, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has a din of Kinyan Chotzer. It may be that we look at his caliph as essentially acting as his agent. But in any event, it would appear that you're taking for granted, Rav Ashi, that Shmamina, Caleb Shalokeach, Bereshus Mocher Lokana, are you now saying that the reason that it's not being Kena is because since it's in the Jew's store, if you have your own container in somebody else's property, then that container cannot be Kona for you? But that's a whole big question. Look at all these things you're taking for granted. You're throwing at us, not proving it. We don't know where you have a right to be saying on that. Says Rav Ashi, no, Liolam Elochot Kana Loker. Maybe not. Chokhmah is kinyan to go on the Ika Akevet Yayin Akumine Kuznata. You know what? It could be a very simple solution. Forget about everything that I said. What we could be talking about over here is that if you don't have the Kenyan up front, then the problem was not all these other things. The problem was actually that we're talking about a container with a little spout. And the Jew refills the container by pouring it through the spout back into the little pitcher. The problem is that if this pitcher had been used, it has a little bit of wine on the spout from before, which means that even before the wine gets into the what was your whole question? That the moment that it enters in the airspace, it's already his because it would have been Canaan. And it doesn't become Usher until it hits the bottom. No, that's not true. It becomes Usher right on the top because there's a little bit of wine on top. Eyes, that explains that. Why don't we say bottle? The shishim, because it's a min bemino, and this would be going, we'd be saying, he's going quicker. Shitaros min bemino is Usher's b'mashal. And that's what we're assuming over here. The kama insikle, so the first part that touches the spout now becomes yayin netzach, and that's why he wants to make sure that it was brought up front. So wait, so then you're going not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I mean, this whole problem. What do you have a little tiny bit? So okay, so the tiny bit is also very good. So all you have to do according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, remember Rav Shimon Gamliel said before that if you have yayin netzach that fell into a holding pit, that you can basically be nene by selling it all to a goy, except for the amount that was yayin netzach. You don't take money for that. So what do you have over here? You have a tenth of a cent that wasn't yayin netzach. Fine, so sell it for a tenth of a cent worth. For the little piece that was on the spout of the pitcher. So what's the problem, b'chor? So in other words, you're telling me that halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I thought that the halacha is always like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is in the Mishnah.
This little bit of yayin netzach is in the goy's cleave.
Right.
So
what I'm being paid for it. So don't take the money for it.
Because it's going to take up space. Like, you're going to be paying that much less into the his clique?
No, I'm being paid for it because of whatever parts were mixed.
Of mine, that got touched. The whole thing
comes up. Only us as a taruvus here is the kasha. So it's also because it's taruvus. But according to Shimon Gamliel, when there's a taruvus, deduct the amount that answered it. And pay for the rest. So what's the problem? Isn't the halacha that whenever it says Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah, we pass the Rav Shimon Gamliel? So why are you going to look Rav Shimon Gamliel? So no, I seem to have you in a real pickle over here. Because no matter how you learn, you've got a problem. Either you're going to be Shalok Rav Shimon Gamliel, or you're going to be having a problem with Misa Kribor. Or you're going to be having a problem with the Caleb Shalakeach in the Rishus HaMeitzer. Now, how are you going to explain this? What do you mean? What's the problem? Maybe you find out of the Rav? This whole thing was coming to explain why Rav told the wine sellers to make sure they get wine up front. Isn't that right? That was my whole riot. We said, how do you understand that Rav said he needs the money up front? What would be wrong with Mashiach? Well, it happens to be that you know how Rav paskins in terms of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ha'amar Rav, yes, halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel. But where's halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel? Only if you don't have a mixture of the actual liquids, you have a barrel that got mixed up with other barrels. So you don't have something where you can say the whole thing is yayin netzach. You just have a problem. How can I be nene from it if I'm going to be nene from dmei yayin netzach? So fine. So you have 100 barrels, one of them is yayin netzach. Sell 99 barrels. And don't make the money on the 100th barrel. And say, that barrel, I'm not taking money from you. Wherever it is, I don't know where it is. Wherever it is, take delivery of 100, pay for 99. So then there would be no problem. But in this case, we're talking about where it was mixed, the actual liquid was mixed. If the liquid is mixed, it's usher. In which case, Rav himself, Fakins, Chavis the Chavis, have a lo yayin be yayin. And if it's not going to usher, be mutter, we better shimmy go lo yayin be yayin. Then the picture over here is going to be a problem. Therefore, he said, make sure you take the money up front. Otherwise, he's going to be paying you for wine. But the moment that it touches the spout of the pitcher, became awesome. Nice. Now, how about the mission we had here earlier? We had Alokeach Grutza Otman of Deko Chavim. Somebody buys a junk pile of broken pieces of metal from a guy. And then he goes, and he says, oh my gosh, this thing had a, you know, it had a droid in it. It must have gone through one of those chopper things, you know. So in that case, it says, he not shalona tan maot mashach. If he didn't pay yet, he could give it back. Imishana tan maot mashach, yodik liyamanov. But if he had already paid, and now he takes it, he has to throw it into the yamanov, because he can't be netted from it. Because it's an anchor. I understand. I mean, the din of Mashiach HaKadosh would work in both directions. The Mashiach HaKadosh is from an Akkad, and the Mashiach HaKadosh is from an Akkad. Either way. So then, Isaac is actually Mashiach HaBavet Kochavim Koned. You're going to tell me that I was Koned already when I took it. What's the difference if I paid for it or not? LMI, you see from here that it's only if I pay for it that it's a problem. Obviously, Mashiach is not Koned. You're not my Yom Kippur?
Why wouldn't it be a
toast? Oh, I'm Rabbi, eh? Maybe the reason you can return it is because the Nichzik and Ekach toast. It's a mistake. You didn't mean to buy an icon. Oh, my Rebbe, what kind of stupid answer is that? Is the Reisha Mekach toast safe a lot of Mekach toast? And if you paid for it, so then it's not a Mekach toast. So all this is a Mekach toast. You have no intention of buying it. Take your money back and give the thing back. If that's the whole point. Hello, my Rav. Of course the whole thing is a Mekach toast. Obviously. Both the Reisha and the Seif is a Mekach toast. There's no real problem here. There's nothing to do with whether you were Kona or you weren't Kona. Of course you weren't Kona. Because there was never a dot to be Kona an icon. So the whole thing anyway wasn't a real Kenyan. The issue over here is simply what people will think. If somebody sees you giving this icon back to the guy and taking money from him, that looks like a sale of an icon to a guy. So it looks bad. And that we answer. If no money changes hand, he's dumping it back on him, so then it's no problem. So therefore, the problem, according to Rava, is only Reisha, the lo yayv zuzi. In the first case, you didn't give any money. Okay, so if you didn't give any money, it doesn't look like now this is a Jew's Avodah Kechavim, and he was selling it to the guy back. Whereas safe and the others is it. Ashenke, he already paid. Since the Chazik Avodah Kechavim Biyad Yisrael, the whole thing looks like when you give him back and you take the money back, it looks like a transaction of something that was a Jewish icon and you're not selling to the guy.
Well, because people will misinterpret this guy.
Correct.
Take my money away from the guy.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Okay, so that was the question. How to do it, whether it's possible to sell it. But still, we don't know where it's from now.
By the way, is there any alternative to Yom HaMelech?
Well, that was the, we had the discussion before. Can you grind it up? I mean, the father and so on. That was the machlokes about whether we're chayish to Zebes, it was Negev, Zebes, Negev, because it'll be used as a fertilizer, and then it scatters to the wind, and then the shayla was whether that itself is also, whether since you need the ground, and the whole discussion of Mishnah.
So we're agreeing with a Mekah
Tzal. We're agreeing with a Mekah Tzal, but we can't, you lose money. It's hard to be a Jew.
So what happens if I go to the flea market and find a Yoshka card, which is from the 17th century, and bring it to Sotheby's, he can retain it for 120,000 green.
Throw the money into the fish.
What? Particular.
Wow.
Icons.
Yeah.
We are like a...
What you got to do is you got to get a guy to step on it and to make sure that it breaks off the piece. Good, so then there's no problem. Before it gets into your Yerushalayim. Okay. And we even said you can put a gun through his head.
No!
That's no problem. Even if it was through Miritsena, it wasn't Miritsena, it's also okay. So there's always ways. Fine. And here, of course, is what we've been waiting for. This is our mission. It's why the whole sugya was brought up here. That's in our mission. Somebody sells wine to a guy. So if he was supposed to had defined the price before he had poured it out, so he can take the money. So how do you understand the mission? The Mishnah only makes sense if Mishnah is Kana. You're telling me that the moment that he had it in his hand, it's his. It doesn't become us until later. Therefore, he owed the money from the minute he made the Kenyan. And I'm allowed to take it. Because at the time that he made the Kenyan, it wasn't the Ayamata. How can we even have a discussion? This is a Farish Mishnah. Everybody's sitting here shooting off their mouths. What is it? This and that. And you're the Farish Mishnah. See, I'm a Mishnah above it to come. He may not go now. Am I the Mavmutarim? So how in the world can you say the money would be mutter if the Mashiach is not a Kenyan by a guard. Does that make sense? Look, maybe of my Athena the Hakim like dinner. Maybe something that over here, he had money on deposit for it.
Therefore,
was it only Mashiach? Was Mashiach with paying money? Wait a second, what are you saying? So if he paid the money in advance, so then how do you understand the second part of the Mishnah? So Yofi Ema Seifa, Madad Achalopa Sak Dabava Surin. But if it didn't define the price until afterwards, it's also. But you said you already gave him the money. What's Rav Kanina? Define the price or not? The money is in the Rishus of the Jew. So, and you're saying that's the only case? He's a cutting like Dina. So am I the Mavasurim? Why is the money also? Or Marlene said, I don't understand. And according to you, that understood that the Mishnah is talking about Mashiach, but it makes more sense. What's the difference? If you're telling me that Mashiach is Kona, what possible difference is there if I discuss the terms before or not? There's only one possible difference, that if you didn't discuss the terms, then there's no agreement, and even though theoretically Mashiach is Kona, the guy's not willing to be Kona because he's not sure that he's ready to pay. So what's the difference then if it's a question of Mashiach or it's a question of money? It's exactly the same thing. Yes, I gave you money with the understanding that if I decide to buy it, you'll be deducted from the money. But I mean, if I haven't, you haven't told me what the price is yet. So how do I know I'm going to buy it? It's exactly the same. I don't care how you learn the Mishnah. It's still going to boil down to the same issue of Smichat Dad, whether the issue is Mashiach or whether the issue is Mashiach with Netinat Damim before. So what's your problem with the Mishnah? Let's see that inside. And according to you, it makes sense. That you say down at Mashiach about the Kavod Kaina. Am I Reisha the Mavu Torim the Sefer the Mavu Surim? I mean, in both cases, he was Moshe. What's the difference between being defining the price and not defining the price? Elamai Sokhlameva, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me the obvious reason. That Pasak, if the guy knew what he's supposed to be paying, then some chadaite, then he somek his daf on the kinyan of Mashiach. And when he takes it with the understanding that he's going to keep it. Mashiach in lo pasak, if he never made an agreement as to the price, why would he take it? How does he know how much going to charge him? He's not one of these guys, if you need to ask, you're not going to buy.
And that's the Dark Rishash, that once it comes to his Rishus, it's a Zionessus, so he can't give it back, but he wasn't offered.
No, he wasn't. Then he decides to keep it.
Uh-huh.
No, but then it's too late. So low pasak, low sam chodai. So what did he do? So I'm saying exactly the same thing, says Rav Sheshes. Understand? What's the problem? Abba got to cut him like this. Fine, he gave him the money. What does that mean? He gave him the money to keep? He gave him the money with the understanding that the money would be the payment for the Mashiach that he would make when he was Gamer Das to make a Kenyan. So if you weren't basic, he was never Gamer Das to give him his money back. So Afagav the Kodim Leg Dinner, it's exactly the same. Pasak Samchadate. Lo Pasak, Lo Samchadate. It's very simple.
The Goy, some of that.
The Goy, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't have a Kenyan without some of his Das. If you go through the motions without a desire to be Kenyan, there's no Kenyan. Toshma, the Omer Kriya Barav, Omer of Yochanan. Maybe we're going to ride from here. Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying that a ben Noach is neherag al pachot mishava pruta, v'lo nitam mishavon. So if a guy steals less than a shava pruta, this was the shayla that you came up on Wafel Maisa. It's an incredible story. This college student, this girl, that he called up with a shayla
to
my father, the Baruch Hu, and asked him whether is what. What does she have to do in terms of the hairpins? What do they call those? Bobby pins. Because the people leave bobby pins all over the room. And she wanted to know whether she's allowed to take a bobby pin, even though it's a suffix, maybe it belongs to somebody else, or it's considered to be stam, that they're mokhalit. And so she says, well, you know, it's Bokhus Mishavu Prut, it's Mechila. She says, no, I'm not Jewish. So for me, it's not Mechila, because it says over here that a guy, she knew this Gemara. Turned out she had read the Pshamshon Rafal Hirsch's Choreh, which had been given to her Jewish roommate who never read it. And she picked it up and read it, and she was so amazed. And she said, so Varai, this is real, I have to keep the Shabbat, this is what they may have. So she went out to learn all the dinner of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. She runs across fish. Now she's a big story. But she's going to be chayav nisa if she takes her friend's mommy. But she had so many interesting questions. I told you the one about does she have a right? That's where it all started. Does she have a right? It's called from Kolevsky, I think, with that one. Does she have a right to buy meat in a non-kosher butcher shop? He said, what are you talking about? Why would you buy meat in a non-kosher butcher shop? So she says, well, I'm worried that it might be Avram and Achai. Because, you know, they shoot the animal and then they chop it up while it's still being mafarkeist. There was no shechita to be martyred, so it doesn't have a din of achima. She says, I don't understand. You're eating trefa food, but you're worried about Avram and Achai? She says, I'm not Jewish. I have a problem with Avram and Achai.
I'm with
That's incredible. You want to hear the reason she didn't become Jewish? My father asked her. So I mean, I'm just interested. He said, so why don't you go all the way already and become a Geirish? So she says, because Gershon is Geyer, is Kekotan Shemela dummy, and she can't do that to her mother. She felt it would be like she's breaking her relationship with her parents because she's like she doesn't have a mother anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him to leave his father behind. And that's why the Torah changes the whole story. It says, Vayoma Terah. It says the Pharisee that he died when he didn't die, he died much later. By the same mitzvah, by the Yishmael, is where we really know what's happening with Terah. It says, why was it put there that people shouldn't say that he left his father? But it has been obvious. It's a consideration. It's an amazing story. In any event, so it says Rabbi Yochanan, that Noach is Nera Gapochet Mishavakus. I don't know what happened. V'lo nitan lehi shavon. And since it's Bapak Mishava Pruta, so there's nothing you do with it. You can't pay it back because it doesn't have any monetary significance. Nonetheless, in terms of the guy, it's still an act of Geneva. Now, what's the act of Geneva? So, if you're going to tell me that in my picking something up, I don't have a kinyan, so then I don't understand. So why would he be hired? He didn't get any money because Parker the Shepherd Putta doesn't have a din of money. He didn't take anything away from the Yisrael because he wasn't Konet. So wherever it is, it's still in the Rishis of the Yisrael. Are you going to say, and some of it is bothered, which is really chosen this character, are you going to say, well, you say the same thing about a Jew who steals from a Jew, where does the Shepherd Putta, where he doesn't have a Kinyan on it? Let's say in a case where he doesn't have a Kinyan on it. So nonetheless, you have a Kinyan Gzela, it makes you to be Chayav, you're Chayav Anonsim. So that's enough. The Torah gives it to you to be Chayav Anonsim. So over here, you say the same thing. So the Torah gives it to you to be Chayav. So that doesn't make sense if it isn't anything. Now, Bishlema, if it's something, and it's a Shavuot Pruta, you say the Torah gave it to you. You got something out of it. Over here, there's nothing. You didn't get anything. He didn't lose anything. Because it's still in his Rishus, technically. So how could you be Chayav? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayav because it's Tzara Yisrael. The guy was looking for his bobby pin and he couldn't find it. You should be killed for that. Well, a Jew should be looking for a bobby pin because of you. So the Mela, over there, the Shias is in terms of the definition of the crime is the Geneva insofar as it causes pain to the victim. That's the point. Boy, what a world that would be, huh? So when it says, Lo nitan lehi shavon, what's called Lo nitan lehi shavon? The Lo nitan lehi shavon is, if he was not paying it, I mean, it's, of course it's not nitan lehi shavon, he never took it. I mean, so how do you explain that? The meaning of that would be, De'eino b'torati shavon. There's nothing to discuss. It has no chances of lehi shavon because it still belongs to the owner, because there was never a kinyan on it. That's the point. It doesn't mean I can't because it's not worth anything. I can't give it back because there was no kinyan. That's what it means. Okay, we'll continue this discussion. Have a wonderful Shabbos.